God's wise ways. In Isaiah 55, we read, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! Oh, how precious also are the thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! Jesus said, "I have made known unto them thy name, and will make it known, that the love which thou hast for me may be in them, and I in them." Oh, who has known the mind of the Lord? Who shall instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. God's profound and wonderful thoughts are beyond my scant understanding. His perplexing and peculiar ways are too mystifying for my poor mind to grasp. But in his mercy, he shows enough to us for our salvation and godly conduct. No unlearned wanderer or little child can be in error of these dear truths. His love and mercy towards us, his all new every morning and all fresh every day, our love and gratitude towards him should be our daily rejoicing. But still, God's profound and wonderful thoughts are beyond our scant understanding. His perplexing and peculiar ways are too mystifying for our poor minds to grasp. His thoughts and ways are so different from our own considerations. His dealings with men are often beyond the realm of our understanding. His practice with nations remains outside the sphere of our grasp. His actions towards his own sometimes bring us to the point of melancholy, as we see the pain of the poor and the defenceless appear to go unnoticed, as we watch the Church of God being harassed and persecuted, as we question why he permits wicked man to trample our rights. And still, God's profound and wondrous thoughts are beyond our scant understanding. His perplexing and peculiar ways are too mystifying for our poor minds to grasp. His thoughts and ways are so different from our own considerations. Not only different from ours, but above all that we could imagine or envision. How can our simple minds interpret the unfolding of his mysterious ways? How can our poor intellect expound his incomprehensible thoughts? How can we hope to fathom the unfathomable depths of his understanding? How can we search out his unsearchable judgments? How can we discover his inscrutable ways? Oh, and yet how simple is the answer! How glorious the truth! How humbling the mystery! Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! Yet God has revealed himself to us, if not his mysterious thoughts to us. God has poured into our hearts the means to know him, if not his ways. The immortal, invisible, eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, only wise God has unveiled himself to you and to me, has disclosed his very heart of love, his pure goodness, his perfect wisdom, his true justice, has whispered into our very beings, I love you. God's profound and wonderful thoughts are beyond my scant understanding. His perplexing and peculiar ways are too mystifying for my poor mind to grasp. But in the light of his perfect understanding, his pure ways, his perfect wisdom, should we not leave all our unanswered questions in his safekeeping? Should we not yield the world, the church, and even ourselves into his hand? Should we not leave the unexplained ways of the Lord as his responsibility? Should we not cast all our concerns upon him, knowing that he cares? If we knew all his ways and understood all his thoughts, we would be as God as well, and, well, we're not. Despite the efforts of our first parents who desired to be as God. If we understood all his ways and knew all his thoughts, we would do what he was doing, and nothing could be improved upon. What audacity to even imagine that we could improve upon his perfect plan. But God is dealing with a race of rebels. He's dealing with me. And he's dealing with you. And we do not understand the implications of such self-will and self-rule. And so he placed two cherubim with flaming swords which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life, to protect us from such presumption. And slaughtered the perfect lamb, slain from the foundation of the world, and set in motion the redemption of you, and the redemption of me. So God is drawing a people unto himself, and saving those that believe. He is perfecting those who have submitted to his rulership over their lives. And he is conforming us into the image of his dear Son. That Son who himself submitted all into the Father's keeping. That Son who himself was made perfect through suffering. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering. Hebrews 2 verse 10. Is not this glorious truth a comfort in appreciating, if not understanding, his mysterious thoughts, his unsearchable judgments, his inscrutable ways? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Though we may not understand his ways, let us day by day trust in his love.